Welcome to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research papers so you don't have to wade through dense academic jargon. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this podcast possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers that span comedy generation, autonomous driving, tool use in LLMs, credit assignment for AI agents, and medical AI systems. Let's get started. Our first paper is absolutely wild. It's called Comic, and it's about creating an automated AI system that generates short comedic videos. Think Saturday Night Live sketches, but entirely AI generated. The researchers from the University of Washington and others tackle a really interesting challenge here. Comedy is incredibly subjective and culturally nuanced. So how do you teach an AI system what's actually funny? Their approach is brilliant. They create what they call a population of agents, each mimicking different roles you'd find in a real comedy writing room. You've got your writers, your critics, your directors, all working together in this iterative process. The key innovation is they train LLM critics by analyzing real viewer preferences, essentially teaching the system to recognize what people actually find entertaining versus what just seems clever on paper. What's particularly impressive is how they handle the multimodal aspect. This isn't just text generation. They're coordinating dialogue, visual scenes, character actions, the whole production pipeline. For practitioners, this shows us how agent-based systems can tackle creative tasks that require both technical precision and subjective judgment. The competitive evaluation framework they use could be applied to other creative domains where quality is hard to quantify. While we're not all building comedy shows, the principles of using multiple specialized agents with iterative feedback loops have broad applications in content generation, creative writing tools, and even technical documentation systems. Next up is Stylovla, which addresses a crucial gap in autonomous driving AI. Most current vision language action models for self-driving cars focus purely on safety, avoiding collisions, following traffic rules, the basics. But here's the thing. Different people have completely different driving styles. Some folks are aggressive highway mergers, others are cautious and smooth. The researchers from ETH Zurich and others recognize that for truly personalized autonomous driving, we need systems that can adapt to individual preferences while maintaining safety. Their Stylovla model takes visual input from cameras, processes natural language instructions about desired driving style, and outputs trajectory plans that match both the safety requirements and the style preferences. The key breakthrough is how they represent driving styles in a way that's both interpretable and controllable. Instead of just having generic driving behaviors, you can specify things like drive sportily but safely or prioritize passenger comfort. They validate this on real driving datasets and show significant improvements in style adherence without compromising safety metrics. For ML practitioners working in robotics or human-computer interaction, this demonstrates a powerful approach to personalization in safety-critical systems. The idea of style-conditioned behavior generation could easily extend to other domains like robotic assistance, manufacturing automation, or even content recommendation systems where user preferences matter as much as task completion. Our third paper tackles a fundamental challenge with large language models. They're incredibly smart, but they're limited by their training data and can't access real-time information or perform complex calculations. The solution has been to give LLMs access to external tools like search engines, calculators, or code interpreters. But here's the problem. Existing methods for teaching LLMs to use tools effectively typically require massive amounts of supervised training data, which is expensive and time-consuming to create. The researchers from MIT and other institutions propose using in-context reinforcement learning instead. Essentially, they show the model a few examples of successful tool use, then let it learn through trial and error within the context window, without updating the underlying model parameters. This is huge because it means you can adapt LLMs to use new tools on the fly without retraining. Their approach uses a really clever technique where the model builds up experience within a single conversation, learning from its mistakes and successes in real time. They test this on mathematical reasoning tasks and web-based question answering, showing significant improvements over both supervised methods and standard prompting approaches. For practitioners, this opens up possibilities for rapidly deploying LLMs with new tool capabilities. Instead of collecting thousands of training examples every time you want to add a new API or database connection, you can potentially teach the model through just a handful of demonstrations and let it learn the rest through interaction. The fourth paper addresses what's called the credit assignment problem in LLM agents. Imagine you're training an AI agent to complete a complex multi-step task, like debugging a large codebase or planning a research project. The agent might take dozens or hundreds of actions before getting feedback on whether it succeeded or failed. When it finally does get that feedback, how do you figure out which specific actions were helpful and which were harmful? This is incredibly challenging because the reward signal is sparse. You only know if you succeeded at the very end. The researchers introduce HCAPO, which stands for Hindsight Credit Assignment Policy Optimization. The key insight is to use hindsight. After completing a task, look back and retrospectively assign credit to each step based on how it contributed to the final outcome. This is similar to how humans learn from experience. When you finally solve a difficult problem, you can reflect on which approaches were productive and which were dead ends. They test this on complex reasoning tasks and show significant improvements over existing methods like group relative policy optimization. The practical implications are enormous for anyone building LLM agents for real-world applications. Better credit assignment means faster learning and more reliable performance on complex multi-step tasks. This could be game-changing for applications like automated software development, scientific research assistance, or complex planning scenarios where you need the agent to learn from delayed feedback. Our final paper, MISA, tackles a critical issue in medical AI. Most current medical agent systems rely on expensive, cloud-based frontier models like GPT-4, which creates problems for healthcare settings that need on-premise deployment for privacy and regulatory compliance. The researchers from various institutions present a lightweight 4 billion parameter medical AI system that can run locally while still providing strong performance on medical imaging and clinical reasoning tasks. What's impressive is how they achieve this efficiency. They use a combination of specialized training on medical data sets, knowledge distillation from larger models, and clever architectural choices that optimize for the specific requirements of medical applications. The system is multimodal, handling both medical images and text, and it's designed to work as an agentic system that can use various medical tools and databases. They evaluate it on a comprehensive set of medical benchmarks and show that despite being much smaller than frontier models, it achieves competitive performance on many tasks while offering the crucial advantages of local deployment, lower latency, and complete data privacy. For practitioners in healthcare AI, this represents a significant step toward practical deployment of sophisticated medical AI systems. The techniques they use for model compression and specialization could be applied to other domain-specific applications where you need to balance performance with deployment constraints. It also demonstrates how targeted training and architectural choices can sometimes be more effective than just scaling up model size. That wraps up today's dive into the latest AI research. From comedy-generating agents to personalized autonomous driving to more efficient medical AI systems, these papers show us how the field continues to push boundaries in both capability and practical deployment. Thanks again to Limitless AI, Uri, for sponsoring today's episode. You'll find links to all these papers in the show notes. And if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to subscribe for more research insights. Until next time, keep learning.